Hello, everyone. Welcome to class. Welcome to episode 51 of the Juvo Hub podcast. Mark Howell from Howell Creative Concepts and Jonathan Sarr from Market Me Social. What's happening, man?
Yeah, look, just here hanging out with you, man. I'm excited about this conversation because some things that I want to share about it have been quite interesting here lately, this whole shopping experience extravaganza.
Absolutely. I know when you were telling me what you went through when you were shopping a property recently, I'm like, man, we have to have this on the show because, you know, when I first got into the industry, I had never really heard about what shops were. I didn't know about the concept. It was foreign to me. And then I participated in my own shops. I went out and I shop properties and leverage scores. And so it's been an interesting topic to, we wanted to share with you, the audience, to be able to take back to your team on the benefits and practical value of shops. So let's start it out though, Mark. Why don't you share the recent experience that you had when you were shopping a property?
Yeah. So listen, I think we're going to dig into some of the fundamentals of why we shop and what we're looking for. But so I was asked by a recent client to shop some of their communities, and not just one, actually two clients. And so I'd been secretly shopping many properties here in the last 6 months. And due to the pandemic and just the amount of things that are not available, the experience went very off the road. It was very foreign to me, being in the industry for, you know, 24 years. I was always accustomed to what a shop was, what we wanted to get out of it, what we needed to do about it. It was about building consistency, making sure that, you know, we were truly giving the customer a great experience, right? And so some of the places that I visited would stop me at the gate where I couldn't even get in. And I buzzed the office and I said, you know, again, acting like a shopper. And I said, you know, someone said, hello. And I was like, yeah, I'm here to look around. And this is exactly word for word what was said back to me. Look for what? And I was like, well, you lease apartments, right? I mean, I'm here to look for an apartment. Like, I'm reminding them of what their job is. And this person says back to me, we don't have anything available. And I was like, oh, so I can't come in or shouldn't come in?
Yeah,
I don't have anything to show you. And I just kind of sat there at the gate thinking, and I think I even said, wow, what a waste of time. I've driven, you know, out of state to, I'm moving from out of state, tried to give them a lifeline, you know, a way to connect with me. And it was just silent. And so I just kind of backed up and turned around and drove off. Same day shopping, walked into someone's office and I was told the very same thing. We don't have anything available here. And I was like, okay. And I just kind of looked around, like, you know, sort of alluding to, well, isn't there something you want to show me? Isn't there any kind of excitement that you want to build about your community here with me? And nothing. I mean, it was this dead silence of, yeah, I don't have anything for you. One person never even asked when I was looking to move. So you're full indefinitely?
Right.
I walked away thinking like, you never asked my name. You went to work with this sort of mentality of, well, we're full. I don't really have to do a whole lot. I don't have to show anyone. And I know a lot of people are still on appointment only. So a walk-in, that was very easy for them to turn me away. But look, I think when we start talking about why we shop our employees, why these property management groups need that feedback, is because they're looking for consistency. They're looking to see, how are you treating the customer today in this climate that we're in? And it is the little shop of horrors for sure. It is a really terrible experience, man.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry you had to go through that, but the shops that I did were years ago, and I don't remember it being that bad, but I do remember, you know, some very similar components to it, where the customer connection just wasn't there. Like, I just didn't feel that they wanted to do anything.
Right.
they really wanted to show anything. And so that's unfortunate, but that's why we wanted to talk about this, because it's, you know, you've been a training director, you know, I've been in training on one level or another, and we understand the reason behind this particular concept of mystery shops and what it's supposed to do. We need a way to have a benchmark in order to gauge employee performance. That's the reason that it's behind it. So, you know, what would you say, Mark, for those instances, like what would you be recommending to a leasing professional or to the manager, whoever was on site, when they don't have anything? Like, what are some things that they should have shared with you or talked to you about or done?
I think that if you're in leasing or in property management in general, the whole objective here is to impress and sell to the customer. You can still sell your property even if you don't have anything available. You can tell me about the benefits of living, you know, why I would want to be interested in still living there. We're highly occupied. We have nothing available for the next 60 days. And this is why everyone wants to live here. Sell me on the excitement. Take me to the amenity areas. Show me what you can, even if there's not an actual apartment available, then show me whatever you can, or at least sit me down and take me on a virtual tour on your computer. Offer me some type of tour. When you think about, and look, when I review shops with a lot of the people out on site, they'll ask me, you know, well, I just don't think this is a fair shop because we don't have anything to show. And somebody said to me once, you know, well, how am I supposed to close on them when I don't have anything to show? We don't want to start a wait list. And I thought to myself, you're missing the point. You know, you're losing your sales perspective if you don't practice those skills on a regular basis and keep them sharp. You're going to lose them. And so I said, look at every opportunity as a way to have a fun for yourself and with this shopper prospect, we'll call it, but use it as sort of your, I call it rehearsal. You know, we've said we have to be actors sometimes in property management. And so I just looked at every opportunity to build up my acting skills, my personal development skills. And so every time somebody walked through the door, I would say the exact same things and build the exact same type of relationship, you know, according to what they would give me. I wouldn't say it's the exact, because some people give you different stuff, right? But due to fair housing, I mean, you definitely want to make sure that you're showing the same things. So if you show me an amenity area, and then that was my biggest concern, is that if on Monday when I went to that property and this person said, you know, we don't have anything, I'm not letting you in through the gate, but then later that day someone else was let through the gate, there's a liability there, you know. Absolutely. And so your companies are looking not only for the connectivity of your sales cycle, but also if you are putting them in any type of liability. So whether you're full or not, you should find some way to still sell them, close on them. And by closing on them when you're full, is here's an example, you know, like, look, I know that we don't have a lot available. In fact, we have nothing available until the next 60 days. Would you like to go ahead and put down an application, go on a wait list, and be honest, tell them what that means? It doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to get an apartment, right? Wait lists don't always mean that. Or you can simply say, if you don't do wait lists, say, our business changes all the time for any reason. And here's the thing that really upset me about the shopping experience, is when people told me there was nothing available, not one person ever said to me, you know, look, our industry, multifamily or you know, housing is so volatile. I don't have anything today, but that doesn't mean I won't have something available in 3 weeks from now or a month from now. You don't know if someone's going to skip on you. You don't know if someone has to move out unexpectedly. So yes, of course, if you're looking at your status and that's telling you what's coming available, then you should be selling dwelling on that, but don't ever send someone away without encouraging them. Let's stay in touch. Let me follow up with you if you don't mind and let you know whatever might be changing in the near future. That to me is one of the most disappointing things about where we are as a full community when it comes to wanting to show people around. Build the excitement. If you don't have anything to show, then show me your excitement about being there.
Right. Man, you hit on so many points there. It's just unbelievable all the things that on both sides, whether we're on site and, you know, as a training director, learning development department, things that we want to make sure we're sharing. Besides the fact, by the way, we want to let you know, you might be shopped.
You most likely will be.
You know, don't approach it like that. Because there's so many that I've talked to, it has such a negative connotation to it. It's like, or they know they're being shopped because the shopper is just not that good at hiding what they're doing, right. You know, and it is so apparent. So there's a lot of controversy around it. So I think there's a lot on both sides. But one of the things I really, really appreciated from a fair housing perspective was that comment that you made about your consistency in what you do. Because here's the worst shopper you could ever get is a fair housing tester.
Ooh.
That's the worst one. And you don't know. You don't know if it's someone that's from one of our partners in the industry that performs the shops is doing it, or it's somebody that's from a fair housing advocate group that has sent someone out to your property because there's been some allegations, or they're just randomly wanting to check and see if you follow the fair housing law and the act, right?
That's right. I like what you said, you know, not using it as a tool against someone. A lot, there's a misconception about the shopping experience. And I hope, well, I can't speak for every property management company. Some, I think, might actually use it as a way to ding an employee, yeah, you know, start a write-up process. But I look at shops as a starting point for training. And that's what I tell people that I work with. You know, don't look at this, whether it be a good or bad score, especially if it's a bad score, that this is a bad thing. This allows me to see where your inconsistencies are, you know, or where we need to start some initial training about the sales cycle, the sales process. And I hope people listening will embrace that idea that using the shop experience, no matter which company you use for that experience, that you use it in a positive, more nurturing training way that your employees feel good about the experience, that all it truly is a stepping stone to becoming great.
Yeah.
That's the way I feel about it.
Absolutely. I don't know what you've seen, Mark, too. You said something there a minute ago about the training department and their score overall. You know, when I was looking at shop scores, I remember having this conversation, or probably you and I were having this conversation a few years ago. You know, the scores are relative to based on what may be available, what may not be available. And yeah, I tend to agree. If it's just like the check the box things, did they say the person's name? Check. Did they, you know, walk the property with them? Check. Did they ask this question? Check, you know, like very scripted, and your expectation is like what happens when we get on the phone with customer service and it is very scripted. Hello, can you please tell me your name? Can you please tell me your address so we can confirm your identity? You know, it's very, very scripted when you're on some sort of a customer service call. We don't want our leasing professionals to have to get into that. That's why when mystery shops also, it's just like in school, it's like, what is the overall presentation? What do you get for the score on that? Yes, we want to make sure some boxes are checked, obviously, but the overall, what was the personality? What were they personable? Did they attract attention? Did they, you know, just, were they engaging? You know, those are some things that you may not always get from a mystery shop person who's performing that shop, because they're there just to check the boxes, and that assess may not always come through. So
Well, it's funny you say that. I'm looking through my shop right now, actually, as we talk. And now on some of these shops, you're graded on your enthusiasm, product knowledge, thoroughness in explanation, professionalism, if you were friendly, and then overall sales ability. So what I love about how shops have sort of changed is that it isn't just always about the, you like you said, the scripted stuff. Of course, you will lose points there. But what I love about this is that they're trying to pull an overall experience. And I think that's what we're missing today is, what is your prospect truly experiencing with you? And if getting shocked is just a way for us to evaluate how we believe our prospects are being treated, what experience they're receiving from XYZ property, right? And so, look, I think, you know, like I said from the very beginning, it's a great way to practice your skill, use every opportunity, treat everyone the same due to fair housing, but also use it as a great way to hone in on your sales cycle. Find out what it is that you think you're weak at, if it's asking for the money or the follow-up or building the relationship or your enthusiasm, whatever it is. Truly look at the shop results and say, all right, this is what I need to work on. And, you know, this is why I'm not good at that. A lot of people will tell me, yeah, I don't normally ask for the money because I'm uncomfortable asking for that. Or someone said to me once, I'm not very talkative on the phone. And I'm like, you're in sales. What do you mean you're not talkative? You know, and I'm like, you've got to work through your own insecurities or else, you know, you're kind of setting yourself up for failure in so many ways, not just about the shop experience, but for the sales cycle also.
Right. Exactly. I love it. I love how you close that out because it's there to help you build your career path.
Yeah.
You're not going to perform better if you don't get some sort of an assessment that tells you where you need to improve. And you've got to have the composure to be able to look at that score and be like, okay, I got some stuff I got to work on. And instead of being, they don't know what they're talking about. That's not how I thought. You know, that kind of like an attitude when you get those scores, it's not going to help you, you know, work with your training director, work with your learning and development department, you know, because these are important skills that will help you to be able to teach others in the future.
That's right.
How to lease apartments. So, all right. Well, my friend, my co-host, my co-instructor, did we meet our class objectives today?
I think so.
I think so too. you know, these shops from time to time, there's going to be some doozies out there, but we all can learn from them. So take this class, this show, this episode today, and use it as a reference point for discussion to see how your mystery shop program is going, how your assessment program is going for your apartment leasing professionals. And we appreciate your support of the show. Mark, how can people stay in touch with you?
Yes, absolutely. So my company is howlcreativeconcepts.com website. It's H-O-W-L, Creative Concepts. My email is mark@howlcreativeconcepts.com, again, spelled H-O-W-L. And I'm on LinkedIn, Facebook, all of the, you know, appropriate places to be seen. So yes, please reach out to us.
Yeah. And please give us your feedback about today's show. Like, what are you doing to help your team members appreciate the benefit that come from mystery shops? What are you saying to them? Let's get a discussion going. We'd love to hear your feedback. My name is Jonathan Saar from MarketMe Social. This has been episode 51 and class is dismissed.
Bye-bye.